Fresh FM, your gold standard in radio.
9:07, that's your time. 9:07, Women's Conference time. What am I talking about? What women conference? Are we joking? No, we're not joking. As a matter of fact, the reason why I mean, I added that joke element is because, you know, every time around Valentine's, the running joke is always that the gents are going to the men's conference. Yeah, the men's conference is on the 14th. Yes. Sorry, baby, I'm at the men's conference. Just to avoid, you know, the stress of Valentine's Day.
Yes.
But no, there is an official men's and women's conference. But today we're focusing on the women's conference. And today we've got the big man
himself.
Omulunga Radio's finest.
Yes.
Founder of women's conference, Munene, the big man in studio. Munene, what's happening, player?
Ah, good man. How's it?
No, we're good.
Good.
How is the morning?
No, the morning is... we are happy. You know why? We got paid.
That's it.
Yes.
The energy is visible.
Here by Future Media, we are taken care of.
I can see the energy is very visible.
Yeah.
Yes, I can see it and sensing it.
Yeah.
Welcome, man.
So, Munene, let's start off with the background of the Women's Conference. The background as in the history thereof. Last year was the first edition, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Talk to us about the background and also the why. Why did you establish a women's conference and it's going in the second year now?
All right. Thank you very much, NSK and Shaikwan. You know, before I answer your question, us in Media Cycle, when we see you, Shaikwan and NSK, like I was telling the other student, was I want to understand radio, you know. I will refer you to one guy. He's called NSK. We call him an architecture of radio.
Come on.
As in Media Cycle.
Yes.
That is now us who are in the same industry. We call him an architecture of radio. The guy knows that thing's called radio. Wake him up. He will teach you.
Yeah.
Run, read, and live.
It's something that he sleeps and drinks and eats.
I'm telling you. And
this is from you guys in the industry.
It's from us in the industry.
That's it.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Munene, man.
You are most welcome.
Talk to us, man.
NSK, you ask about the background, where we start from. Yeah, the Women's Conference is part of the events that are being organized by the Progressive Men Empowerment Organization of Namibia, which is an NGO, is now the brainchild of the Namibia National Men's Conference. And we have hosted four conferences now around the country in five regions. I mean, in four regions. And then we have the Women's Conference, which we started it last year.
Last year.
Because of the demand, the women started coming out to us that why are only men that are discussing things, and how now you, how can you create now a safe environment, or how can you find amicable solution if you are just one side? You need to balance the uprising against gender-based violence by speaking to both genders. That's now the reason why we decided to say, okay, we must balance our fight, we must balance our advocating. Let's also organize a women's conference. And then they came out in number last year. We hosted it in Windhoek on the 27th of July. And they came, more than 3,000 women came from different institutions.
Yeah.
Business women. And we were even joking about it with my colleagues. You know, we made a video for the car that were parked there.
Yeah.
And then we compare it with us. Then we say, women have money.
We don't want to share.
Maybe the cheap car that was there at the women's conference is a Polo TSI.
The TSI even. That's the nice one.
Oh, I was saying, where are these women?
The girls are driving on motors and J2.
We were there. Don't play, bro.
At the parking, we made a video and said,
So hence why you needed to continue again this year.
That's why we decided that let's continue again this year.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that attendance signifies that it's a public demand event. It's needed. And it's really doing something that the public wants to do, like to solve issues, discuss and put together ideas so that we can able to fight violence in our country.
Yeah. I remember Paula hosted that one also.
Last year.
And there was even a car that banned while they were there. Then they were saying, Kama is us from men's conference. We are jealous.
We are trying to ban
a car.
You know what? I want to ask something, Mnene. What is it that you're going to be tackling this time around, right? At the women's conference. I think that's the one thing that a lot of people are thinking about right now. What is the one thing that will be the main focus or objective, if you will, of this women's conference this time around?
This time we are going to touch sensitive things. Or they are going, because I'm not going to be part of it. They are going to touch very sensitive things because the theme of this year conference is to create the safest environment for girls and women to live, learn and read. So that means they are going to discuss a very, very deep topic that are concerning them, especially those the topics that triggers violence. One thing that we have bringing back is the girlfriend allowance, which was part of the last year conference, but they did not finish it.
How was that received? Do they feel that they deserve the girlfriend allowances?
Yes.
Of course.
It was a very strong conversation. That's why we bring
smart
it back
girlies.
Because we thought they would unpack it in the last year conference. But they were just argument. The other one is saying, I must receive. The other one is saying, no, you must work for yourself. So then this year we are asking, what is girlfriend allowance? Is it a federal cover?
Life cover policy,
saving, investment, or is it a donation? Should we give it voluntarily? Is it a compulsory thing?
Does it
appear to both genders or only one gender?
Yeah.
So these are the things they are going to discuss. And how does this, whatever girlfriend allowance, contribute to gender-based violence? Because some people, they can say, no, you cannot leave me. They start counting.
How much they've given you.
Yes. Then they said, no, it's better for me, for all of us, to go to our maker. To go to our maker because I lost to 3 million and you are going to NSK.
While I've been giving you 3
million.
I've
invested so much.
And then you are even leaving, telling me some words that are not even respective. So it's better for us to go to our maker. I think maybe some of these things are the things that also cause gender-based violence. So these are some of the discussion they are going to touch it. And there is a concept now, NSK and Shane Plan, whereby Kama, there are women who are making it publicly known that they are only interested in married men. They don't want single men. They have made it publicly that they only love and interested in married men. Because Kama, they give nice money.
They keep secret.
They don't bother you.
Yeah.
They keep secret. And they are Kama matured. So now, I want the women to go and discuss it. Maybe they can tell those women that, no, please, find your own.
Do not disturb someone else's home.
Because now, if there is a person that have chosen that like that, or decided to live like that, the other person...
And you're saying it's a movement, meaning it's more than one woman.
It's more than one woman. They're saying, no, me, I am only interested in married men. I don't date single men like that. So now women must go and discuss about it. How also does it cause gender-based violence, mental health, family to suffer, kids, and so on? You see?
Munene, talk to me about the speakers. Do you have the speakers confirmed, or that one you will still confirm as the time comes?
The time
we have the speakers. And although we have them, I always say the public are the speakers. Because the public are the ones that are suffering. You can have a minister there, but you know the minister is protected.
Yeah.
There is even a police something mobile at home. You can't just go there. But the public themselves. It's not a public lecturing. It's public talking about what they are experiencing, what are they are suffering of, what can be done.
So the focus is not necessarily on the speakers.
Those ones, they are just there to facilitate. That's what I even told them, that no, you are not coming there to lecture the public. The public are in pain. The public must speak, you facilitate, and if there is a solution, you help and assist. But we have political leaders coming there. Even the Inspector General of the Zambian Police is coming there. So a lot of the leaders of institution and even political leaders are coming. But the main speakers are the public.
My man. Shikwan?
No, it's all good. I think from my end, I just want to know where exactly is it taking place. Because last year, we had Eshipena, right?
Yeah.
So this time around, where is the conference going to be?
This year we are up in the north.
Mm.
Yeah, we were supposed to go to Swakopmund. And then the north starts saying, "Hi, why are you abandoning where you come from?"
Yeah.
So that's why even the men's conference this year is in Utapi.
Yeah.
And the women's conference is in Ohangwena region.
Ohangwena region is where exactly?
Ohangwena region is in Herauna Fidi.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah,
Herauna Fidi,
It's
happening at the Herauna Fidi Business Expo Hall.
Mm.
That is a very big hall. We are not.
Yeah,
we don't
it's huge.
How many people can it?
It can go to up to 3,000, 4,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very big hall.
Come on.
That is at Herauna Fidi Business Expo.
Mm.
Yeah, where they normally do their expo.
That it's for free, right?
It's for free, free of charge.
Okay. Oh, it's free of charge.
It's free of charge.
For that matter.
Yeah, you know, that's me, good, I always tell people, you cannot make a conference that is fighting for mental health.
Mm.
And then you want people to pay
$500. Me, I call it a cinema. Go and do a cinema.
Yeah.
You cannot. People are suffering financially. I mean, they are having mental problem because of financial problem.
Mm.
Now you are saying pay $500.
You want
come
to
help
add
you.
On to their burden.
You are
yeah.
adding to their burden. Mm. I call it a cinema. And some people they don't like it.
So and you don't want the women looking at the men women's conference. You don't want them to focus on those fashion things and whatever. They must just come as they are. So that you have the genuine conversation. It's not about you must look nice and you must what and you must and what.
It's not about those things.
Red carpet.
Aye, we don't do those things.
Mm.
We don't have red carpet. You just come as you are. Mm. You can wear what you want, but it must be respective and presentable.
Yeah.
And then you come in the conference. It's free of charge.
Yeah.
It's on Saturday, 9th of August at Herauna Fidi Business Expo Hall.
Mm.
Yeah.
What time now?
Yeah, starting 9 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon there, late in the afternoon. Sometimes women, they don't finish.
Not sometimes.
They will be there.
No, not sometimes. Ask NSK, my dear. Me, I don't finish.
I can see,
sometimes we're talking, and then I can see on his face, he's just like, I know, finish. Me, in my head, I'm like, I'm only getting started.
So, Munene, thank you so much.
All the best, Munene. Well done.
Thank you so much. We wish you all the best for the women's conference.
Yeah.
Just real quick, the men's conference, that one is still coming up, or are you looking at next year what?
I know all the events are this year.
Oh, okay.
Like I did last year.
All right.
Yeah, I did last year. You know, I picked Ramatex.
Yes, I picked Ramatex. Yes, you did.
Okay.
So even this year, I want to pick Orufuko. Orufuko Center.
Yeah.
You know, Utapine.
Yeah, and I was with the good news is that the first gentleman said I want to come.
Oh, yes, nice.
The first gentleman said I want to come.
That is incredible.
He want to be part of those men there so that he can listen to. The discussions.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see, now you're saying me as we don't stop speaking, but the two of you.
Okay, shut up.
Nee,
fine,
man.
Okay, you can go and talk.
Munene, thank you so
much. Thank you so much.
We'll be sure the best.
All right.
Yes.
It's 9:20 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. When was the last time you actually attended a concert and had fun and it was just immaculate? We'll check out some of your voice notes when we get back.
Fresh FM, your gold standard in radio.